I feel that 2024 will 100% be like the year of the greatest growth in my life, just across the board overall. And a lot of that is because I have a really clear idea of where I'd like to be by the end. And that's beautiful. And I haven't even done the 2023 annual review yet. I guess that will come with time. For now, I want to talk a little bit about shooting your shot. You know, because it's like, you don't know what's going to happen. And this is like the beautiful thing about life, is that we get the opportunity to put ourselves out there and to try things. And there's so much possibility. You know, there's times where I have like imagined something to be this crazy thing. And then I like go and talk to the person like, oh yeah, that sounds super awesome. You know, like you just have no idea. And sometimes like you find out that maybe something isn't for you or something, but it's like, that's good information. You know, that's something you can use for the future. And I was thinking about this one, I haven't seen it really, but there's a musical called Hamilton, and it talks about this Alexander Hamilton when he gets to the U.S. or something. I don't really know too much of the context, but I like the idea of the song is I'm not throwing away my shot. It's like I have this potential. I have this ability, and I'm not going to throw away my shot. And he talks about it in the song. I didn't listen to the whole thing. It has some swears in it. I'm like, yeah, it's like, let's not. But I bounced around it just to get to like get the vibe, you know, like to feel some of the vibes. Like when he sings with all of his friends, like that's cool. I feel that. And I feel that, you know, it's like I have this opportunity to do something great or just to be the best you and really find out what that means. And what are you doing with that shot, with that chance? And for me, there's times where I feel like I'm growing and I'm getting closer to where I need to be. But then like part of my brain is like, what is going on? Like, this is too great. Like, this is too awesome. You know, it's like, no. We got to push forward through this. You know, it's okay to have abundance. It's okay to have immense clarity. It's okay to actually really love life. That's completely fine. I think there's been times where I feel guilty of that for whatever reason. And I've just kind of accepted that I have worked extremely hard to get to this point. I remember where I was a year ago. A year ago today was my meltdown day in Utah, where I was stressed out of my mind. I locked myself out of my car. I had just quit my job at Deseret Industries. And I was done living in Utah. And I talked with God for a good portion of time after that all went down. And after I was driving back home after midnight, it was freezing. I was like, God, like I've been looking for a job. I just don't think there's anything here for me. And that was when, you know, just kind of came together to drive back home and maybe go visit Florida or something like that. And a week and 2 days later was when we took that shot and ended up here. And it's ended up working up really well. It's crazy though, that was a year ago today. I'm just thankful, man. God is doing things here for me. He has a plan for me right here, right now. And for whatever reason, I'm spending this time living with family. I think about how this gives me a safe space and how I can build on myself. Like physically, I'm probably in the best shape I've ever been in my life. As opposed to, the only exception was when I was 17, I think. I was probably in the best shape because that was when I ran my fastest mile. But mentally, I feel like I'm in a way better spot than I was back then. Spiritually, for sure. I mean, every single way, really. But physically, I still need a little bit more consistency. But I'm thankful for that. And I don't know where I'll be a year from now. All I know is that for whatever reason, God has me in this exact spot. And especially in the last couple of months, he just had all these crazy things happen. And it's like, if I was any other place, then this wouldn't happen. And so for whatever reason, this is where I need to be. And I've tried, you know, tried moving out. I tried doing other things. And I did live by myself for a little bit. That was a taste of life, man. That was freedom. It was amazing. And I'm determined to have that same level of freedom and to move out of my parents' house comfortably. That's one of my main goals for this year. And like to break it down, obviously better than that, but comfortably is the key word. To have enough money coming in from speaking, from all these different things, that I'm able to do that. But the only way that I will get from here to there is taking a lot of shots. I need to take more shots. I've been pitching myself on more podcasts, but that's not enough. Like, I need to really, really get super uncomfortable and start, you know, we live in a world where it's like, you can do anything you want. So like, I could call this person. I mean, I did cold calling. I did this stuff. I know how to do this stuff. I don't care. Like, I can do this stuff, you know? So I could call this person. It's like, hey, I want to speak at this school or whatever, and then have a super banger time at the school, like really help inspire the youth there. And then bam, it just dominoes effects. That's what I believe God is trying to teach me right now, that you've been so faithful and you've been so good, and these things are just going to fall like dominoes right now, because you're in a place now where you're ready for this stuff to happen. And that blows me away. And I'm like, okay. And it's like, no, you don't get it. Like, literally stuff is going to happen. I'm like, okay, I believe it. So it's a really beautiful place to be right now. I'm beyond thankful. It's just crazy. I just need to narrow it down more of like what I'm going to do on a day-to-day basis. I find that I get a little too like complacent, or I get too comfortable, and that's really dangerous. But I think of where I want to be by the end of the year, and I just imagine a Dallin that is living on his own, still sees family. I see the merits in that. But he goes so deep on his work. And I mean, that was kind of a little bit of what I was like back in July when I was living on my own. Is I'd wake up, I'd run, and I'd make myself some food, quote unquote, and then work on some stuff on the computer. And I didn't really have a ton of stuff and a ton of processes and stuff set up now that I have. Like, I have so many things, more things I could work on now. Like, I could be working more on my next book and getting that figured out, you know, and email lists and stuff like that. I just have so much more clarity. And so it just makes the distance between me and going so much less. And that's a beautiful place to be. And that's the joy of clarity. And God is putting people in my life to take me to where I need to go. Like, he's put the people in my life to get me to this point. And that is wonderful. And it's like, okay, I get it. Like, this person was raised up and was put in my path to help me out. And like, wow, okay, this is where I'm at now. And I'm just thankful for that. But no, friends, I'm not throwing away my shot. That's not happening. I'm going to keep showing up, sharing poems, going after it, and just letting God guide me. I've not missed anything. I think that's so important for me to say to myself. So I have not missed out on anything. That's an important thing. It's like, you know, there's things you want to do. There's things you want to try. And it's like, you got a book out. Like, that will give you some momentum. But like, you literally haven't missed like any of the big things. Like, you haven't missed any of that. You're doing an extremely good job. So it's like, just have to keep that up. Way to go. So it's a beautiful place to be, like I said. So, and I love encouraging people who are going after it. That lady just ran by, just said, keep up the good work. But yeah, she smiled. That was nice. So it's like, yeah, there's nothing to worry about here. There's no stress whatsoever. And I'm just going to continue to take that energy into my work, have it shine in all the things I'm doing. I'm on a 2-week streak of putting out my newsletter again. So the one I just uploaded was about steering towards safety. And it's like, I'm not going to force anything. It's like, this is what I wanted to do today. And I know that the interviews will come out. I know that I will help myself out in that manner. And I don't have anything to worry about with that, no stress. It's like, I will figure that out. I will get those things done. It's not a matter of if, it's when. And that's what all this stuff is. It's not a matter of if, it's when. It's because with commitment to a certain path, like, you may not get exactly to where you want to be, but you will definitely be in a way, way, way better spot if you stay on that path. And that's the thing, is I've stayed on this path of running. I ran And I think I said it like 100 or so times last year. It's like, no, it's probably at least 200 because, yeah, there's some weeks I was running a lot. I don't know. I had way, way, way more physical activity in 2023 than 2022. And I believe it's just the trend is going to keep going. And so I'm in a way better spot because of the path I've been on, because of writing on 750 words every day, because of doing the Flex of Gold podcast every single day, you know, talking about my faith and how God is helping me. Like, I've been talking about that every single day on the Flex of Gold podcast, these tiny little bits. I'm probably going to change the name of that so some people will actually want to listen to it, because it's not a very great title, but that's fine. It's like one day at a time. That's it. And there's no need to stress about any of this stuff. When you stress, okay, here we go. Basketball. I love basketball, so let's talk about basketball. When you are about to take a shot and all of a sudden you start thinking about it and stressing out about it, or like, oh, I have to make this shot, that is when you're going to get stressed out, and that's when you're going to probably miss. It talks about this at length in Ranger's Apprentice, but it kind of blows me away. The main character from the first part of the series, Will, he has an apprentice, his own apprentice, in the last book, at least of the first Ranger's Apprentice series, and he gets to teach them some things, and it's a beautiful thing to see, like, how things that he learned, he's instilling now in this person that he's been helping out, and it's a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful thing. But one thing that is brought up is that when you take your eyes off the target and you're not practicing these things, then you're just not going to be in as good shape. It's like you have to continue to refine yourself. You have to continue to show up. You have to continue to be ready for anything that comes your way. And I think that's just life. So you have to continue to show up because you don't know where any of these things are going to lead to. I have a sense, I have a feeling, I really feel like God is going to make tons of crazy things happen in my life this year, and he already has. And it doesn't have to be a certain way, it doesn't have to be certain blessings or something. Like, literally, I just am mind blown with what's already happened, and I know that we're just getting started, but again, I just have to kind of stay on the path, continue to learn and share and lift people, and I'll get to a better place, and he's going to keep pouring down help and pouring down blessings and opportunity. And I just need to continue to remind myself, like, yes, you're on this path. You've been fighting really well. I'm proud of you. Stay on it. Instead of being like, oh, no, why is this taking so long or something? It's like, no, like, when I look at today's present blessings, I'm like, there's immense evidence that I've come a very long way, that God trusts me a lot. I just need to stay on the path. So that's that. Not throwing away my shot. Going to keep going, keep learning, keep trusting, keep building. And that's it. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I listened to myself last year and was like, okay, I'm done living in Utah. And then my wonderful landlord was willing to make it all work out. And yeah, now I'm here. And there's no limit to where I could be next year. The real limit is only with how many shots I take between now and then. Like, if I was willing to take one really uncomfortable shot every day in 2024 from this point on, like, there's literally no doubt. Uncomfortable conversation or reach out to a person, it's like, this helps out with growth. And that doesn't mean forcing yourself in anybody's life or anything. It means, you know, doing what you need to do, saying what you feel needs to be said, and just kind of trusting. So yeah, that's that. Just talked about shooting your shot, going after it, learning from the journey. And a lot of it is about a repetition thing. I remember reading this article about BYU sharpshooters, like, back in the day. They're talking about all these different players on their team that would shoot threes and were really, really good. And how, you know, when they miss a lot, it's like, well, you have to keep shooting. You have to keep showing up because it's literally your job. Like, you show up as somebody that takes a lot of shots. And I look at my future kids looking at my life And that is what I want to be part of the legacy, is like really, really uncomfortably at times putting yourself out there and sharing your story, going after it, because more opportunities will come and they don't have to all be financial ones. Just continue to put yourself out there, because that has led to a lot of wonderful blessings, a lot of wonderful moments where I've been able to connect with people and open up to people and stuff. And there's been times in the last, you know, a couple months where I've been really feeling really a little bit overwhelmed, and somebody, I run into somebody and I'm willing to be open and say, yeah, I'm under a lot of, I have a lot of feelings today. It'd be nice to talk to somebody, you know? And so, you know, I know that God is raising me up and putting me in people's paths and is making things happen. So yeah, that's that. And we're just taking this one day at a time. And I'm seeing way, way, way beyond this moment. I'm seeing this moment. I'm trusting. I'm being thankful for this moment. Like, I'm wearing flip-flops. I'm going to play into basketball. I'm going to the temple tonight. Like, that's fantastic stuff to get some good momentum. But I'm also remembering that what's coming up is way, 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 way good. And I just have to continue with where I am and keep taking shots. So that's that. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your patience with me. Thank you for your showing your support by listening. And I hope that this is of some benefit to you. And definitely leave a review of the podcast. That helps more people find it. And that's that. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to yield to the good. Don't be better tomorrow.